Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I know I sound different, because it is different. I've got a hoarse throat today. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm hoping it's going to get a little better as we go through. The main thing I want you to know is it doesn't hurt. So don't cringe. I just sound a little bit different than I usually do. My typical big mouth, loud mouth projection of volume is not with me today. And yeah, some of you may like it. Some of you may prefer this. And ladies, it might even sound just a little bit sexy. What do you think? I'm not going to ask Ken Grombach that. I don't want to know his answer. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he's an original member of the Brain Trust. In fact, within the last week, we crossed over the 12th anniversary of the first time he was on my show way back in 1998. Ken is the author of Common Census. Also, his newest book is The Age Curve. And he is the resident demographer of our show. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for coming on with me with a voice like this. You know, Ken, you and I have been together a long time, and I can't talk to small business owners about persevering and sticking with it if I don't follow my own advice.
Exactly right.
And I know you're the same way.
Yeah. No, you got to. It's simple. When you're in business for yourself, people aren't going to cover for you. You have to do what you do.
Well, who would I call? Who's going to answer the phone when I call in sick?
That's right.
That's the issue with your small business, right?
Right.
But I'm actually not sick. It's just kind of a cold. It kind of took part of my voice away. So, again, it doesn't hurt. Ken, what's new on the demographic front?
Hey, well, you'd be interested in this. I've got a very interesting speaking engagement next week. I'm speaking to the International Cemetery Cremation and Funeral Association.
Now, that's a party.
No, listen, it's good.
That's a party. I don't want to miss that.
San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to be speaking to about 1,000 funeral directors.
You know what? I'm having a little fun here, guys. Because I've got some friends who are in the funeral home business, but I'd almost fly down there just to watch that, Ken.
Why don't you come on down?
I might.
You can come. If you want to come, anybody who wants to come, email me and they come as my guest.
Have you been around these guys before? I mean, do they have fun with their business?
Yes and no. Right now, they're not having much fun.
Yeah, why not?
Because they have two things that are the original call that I got was where did the business go? Their executive director called me and said, essentially, that they're burying or the opportunities for funerals are about 30-35% less than they were 10-15 years ago.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, actually, fewer deaths.
Ah.
And they said, what's going on? I mean, people were dying. They were burying in excess between 3 and 3.5 million people a year, and now it's down to about 2.3 million people a year, and so what are people doing their own funerals? Are they keeping the bodies? I mean, we're not talking about just cremation. I mean, we're talking about cremation and burial combined. And he had no answer. What do you think the answer is?
I don't know the answer.
Okay, the answer is very simple. There's a dying age. There's an age that we die, and it's roughly in the United States between 70 and 85. That's where the
right
lion's share of the people die. But actually, the bulk of the people die between 70 and 80. And actually, even the core of the people die between 72 and 78. So,
well, isn't the average lifespan of an American male around 79 or something like that?
No, it's like 72, 73.
Oh, really?
I thought it was 70.
I thought it was a little older than that.
No, actually, it's for people born today. That's what it will be.
And okay, so you're throwing, now one thing you're doing, you're throwing in the all ages, all groups, because unfortunately, minorities, Black Americans, men don't have that long a life. Their lifespan is much shorter.
No, in fact, one of the funeral directors that I spoke to last week, African American funeral director who does primarily African American funerals,
right,
said his biggest source of you know, people dying is the gunshots.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, I wasn't so much thinking of that as I was of the fact that they have a lot of, you know, blood issues and other different things, blood pressure issues, those kinds of things. But anyway, if you put all those people together, what you're saying is that we're in our 70s. The average lifespan's in our 70s.
Yeah. So all you need to do is to go back in time to between 70 and 80 years ago and count the number of people that were born, because one of the prerequisites for dying, and it has been for a very long time, is you got to be born. You can't die if you weren't born.
Right.
So, I mean, and I don't mean to be facetious here, but it's
no,
amazing
because...
to me that even people in the industry, they have an aha moment when I said that, because I spoke last week to a small group of about 30 funeral directors, and I said, the reason you're burying fewer people right now, the reason you're having fewer funerals right now than you did 10 years ago, is the group that's of the dying age was a very small group. And these were the people, it's called the silent generation.
Right.
They were born 1925 to 1944. And right now, the peak or the bottom of the hole, if you will, is about 1933 to 1934.
Isn't that group only about 10 million or so?
No, actually, they're a little over 50.
But 50 million?
But the group that was being buried...
Are you including the GI generation in that?
No. The GI generation, when you factor in immigration, was... in excess of 70 million.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Their sales, or their funeral sales, are off.
Right.
Say 30%. It works out perfectly.
Okay, so. Go ahead.
It's just Warren Born.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen to the funeral industry here very soon? They've got about 5 years to reinvent themselves because the baby boomers are currently 46 to 65.
Now, folks, can't hold on to that thought. Folks, here's the point. I know most of you are not in the funeral business. But the same people who are not dying are also not buying shirts and coats and motorcycles and cars and things like that. So what the numbers that Ken is talking about affect all of us. Hold on to that thought. 20 after, I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Back, it's 12:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thank you for putting up with my voice. Sorry, it's a little off today, but the show must go on. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. Ken is celebrating his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Ken, thank you for 12 great years.
My pleasure, my friend. It's been great. It really has.
Yeah, we've had a good time. My website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Ken, your new book, The Age Curve, is outstanding. I'm so proud of you for writing this book. Tell the audience where they can find it.
Well, you can get it at Amazon. Amazon just ran out of it. But they're
congratulations.
I know, but they're getting... Hey, you know what? It's really selling on Kindle. I was number one on Amazon a couple days ago.
Congratulations.
You can go to, it's called Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. Just go to Amazon and you can find it. Or go to my website, kgcdirect.com.
All right, kgcdirect.com. Folks, it's outstanding. An outstanding book, a very important book. And it's just the things that Ken's been telling us about over the years. Ken, you were telling us earlier about the calamity, the plight of undertakers, of funeral home directors, because of the loss of deaths, the fewer deaths that America is experiencing right now. Talk to us about what all that means to Main Street small businesses. They're not in the funeral business.
Well, there are some interesting things that are going to happen. We have highs and lows in our population. There's a big bulge of people between the ages of 5 and 26 years old. It's called Silent Generation. That generation is going to reshape everything. That's the new consumer. That's the generation that's going to reshape retail. They're coming out of college and facing 50% unemployment. That may sound bad, but listen, they're living with their parents. So
yeah.
One of the things that they absolutely positively will do, just like the boomer did in the 70s, is they will open their own small businesses.
Yeah.
What you want, and I don't have to tell you, Jim, about the importance of small business in our economy. We need small businesses. What we need to really to see happen here is for the banks that were too big to fail and the banks that got bailed out to start loaning money again.
Yep.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yep.
The generation, the boomer generation that's currently 46 to 65 years old, the bloom is off the rose on their consumption. However, they are reshaping their latter years and redefining everything that goes on.
And they're going to be, you and I are in that generation.
Correct.
Our generation is going to be redefining, reshaping the impact on the services.
You know what's going to happen, Jim? You just nailed it. Service. Because I don't know whatever possessed us to accept the level of service that's available on the Internet when you buy something and then you try to return it or you try to ask a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have tolerated a level of service that has been the absolute bottom. What's going to happen to everything service for the boomers as they age is they're going to become enormously intolerant with that level of service, and they're going to demand service. So any business that offers service is going to be embraced.
I predict that there will be many more niche opportunities out there. As our generation grows, there's going to be a lot of niche opportunities for businesses. What do you think?
Have change. The big guys cannot change as fast as the small guys.
That's right. That's right.
Just like the Spanish Armada lost to the
English
Corvettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't change fast enough. Small business is going to find the niches, and they're going to capitalize on it. And it's really, it's a very interesting and very exciting time to be alive and to have the opportunity to go into small business.
I don't know if you remember, Ken, but when you first joined me 12 years ago, I was starting to predict, I was starting to say that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur.
That's right.
And every day that goes by in the 10 years since this century and millennia started, something happens almost every day to make me feel that's true every day.
Well, what did we have for the last 20 years? Last 20 years in retail, we saw a consolidation of small business in the business model that we call Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And Walmart put thousands, perhaps even millions of small businesses out of business as they gobbled up that particular category. What's going to happen now because of the shift in markets?
Right.
Walmart's model cannot serve the new market. They can't. And Walmart is going to unravel, and the big boxes are going to unravel, and you're going to see hardware stores.
I don't think Walmart's going to go away, but what I do think is going to happen, which is something I've been preaching for 12 years, is for small business owners to stop being intimidated by Walmart.
Exactly. Well, you can. It's easy to dance around Walmart now because Walmart absolutely positively has lost its way. Do you know what they have a new thing with their sourcing? They're throwing all name brands out of the business. They're bringing in Walmart everything.
Yeah.
Walmart label everything,
yeah.
Which means all stuff
private label
in China.
Yeah.
And the net of that is anybody that's brand conscious, which all new markets are, Generation Y,
right,
is not going to find Walmart appealing.
Mm-hmm. Ken, I'm going to have to wrap it up. I want you to come back again real soon. Let's continue to discuss this. Thanks for 12 great years.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen, The Age Curve is his book. It's very important. You want to check that out. I'm going to be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station. I don't care.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.